Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Bernie Kinkle, the only person you're gonna scare is yourself!
Charlie!
What are you doing?
Keep the noise down. What are you doing here?
Maze! Just in time.
There's a whole load of police here. Send the word, you're gonna hurt yourself. Or someone else.
How many children are you friends with?
Hello and welcome to Netflix. I'm express.co.uk's TV editor, Helen Kelly, and this week I am joined by lifestyle editor, Lauren O'Callaghan, deputy lifestyle editor, Emily Hodgkin, and senior entertainment reporter, Minnie Wright. So today we are reviewing one of the most talked about series right now on Netflix. It is The Goop Lab. It's been quite controversial, so we're going to dive straight in and see what all of the fuss is about. So what kind of were you expecting going into the series, Lauren?
I have to say I thought it would be a bit more wild, a bit more wacky. Like I don't know, I was actually I liked it, and there were definitely episodes that I really enjoyed from an entertainment perspective. I don't know that I necessarily learned anything, and I thought it would be a bit more of a learning tool. I don't know.
I kind of agree, because they do various different interesting healing ventures or therapeutic, you know, debatable ventures through the course of the series, and all of them I'd heard of.
Yeah.
I was expecting more to be like this crazy thing that you wouldn't even believe exists. And maybe I'm just too plugged into the crazy, like faux wellness industry.
Well, I felt the same. I was like, is this just me?
Yeah.
But actually, I think talking to different people, as I say, there was really nothing on there that wasn't already quite out in the sphere. You know, psychic mediums. I'm sorry, but I've had a psychic for 6 years. Like, that's really not new. psychedelic drugs, again, not that new. Like,
magic mushrooms, not a new thing.
No, the most shocking, as it were for me, was the Reiki guy.
My best friend
even
does
I
that.
Was
my
like
best dad,
I mean
like,
I've heard of it,
so it's like
I've heard of it, but that was the only one that maybe I hadn't seen how it worked or there was something in it. Though I'm not saying I didn't enjoy it just because I knew about it, but like I say, I really did think that there would be some really groundbreaking new things in there. It was for somebody who's, as you say, switched onto this stuff, it's quite tame.
That said, it is quite bonkers. It is a bit of a roller coaster of just kind of wackiness. But I feel like what you see in the trailers and maybe what's kind of like teased in all the press stuff about it is understandably all the most dramatic stuff of it.
Yeah.
So if you've seen the trailers, you've kind of seen as wild as it gets in the series. It doesn't really get much wilder. It gets a little bit more graphic in the pleasure episode.
Yeah.
Just completely. But it's not going to get much. You know, you've got these people like writhing with the kind of energy healing and people in hysterics on magic mushrooms. But like that's all that happens.
It's interesting because I wonder whether this is really what Goop thought was the edgiest thing that they could offer, or whether they were pulling back to try and create something more, you know,
for everyone,
not too frightening. I'm not sure, but there were things I was surprised about, like Gwyneth Paltrow not knowing the difference between vulva and vagina.
I thought
when
that
you're
was
the
fake.
Head of a lifestyle brand.
No, I thought it was fake.
When you,
I thought it was a fake bit for a clip.
Is she
there
that
is
good
no
actress?
Way. Yeah, there's absolutely no way there's no way. Like, it was a whole. That's part of what I
want to believe
I,
you.
It's one of the things I didn't like. I was like, you don't need to. It was just so fake the way she said it. Like, oh my, really? I was like, no, sorry. You run Goop. You know what a vagina is versus a vulva. Like, don't pretend you don't. So, yeah, it was funny that.
And in that way, I think maybe it was weirdly pitched, because you either want to make it for kind of these lifestyle obsessives who already know about this stuff and want to know something new and really niche, or people who are totally
or
new.
Total nonsense,
And I think they were probably going for the totally new. I mean, I think the thing is, right, so that I think the foundation of it, maybe why I like it is because at the beginning she was saying, oh, you know, I'm all about what was it, self-optimization or something like that. There's like a line she uses. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, man, I get it. I get that 100%. It's just the methods are not great. Mm. So like I think sometimes I see things on Google and I'm like, yeah, I get this, or I can buy into that. But then there are other things like the food one where I'm like, well, I'm really sorry, but I'm not willing to starve myself with a protein shake just to lose a year of my life, of my organs. Like, it's just no thank you, you know. So yeah, I don't know. I think the philosophy I agree with. It's just that exactly. The approach is, because at the end of the day, it's a money-making exercise. You know, she's not doing it for free, fair enough. But that does mean once money's a corruptor at the end of the day.
The philosophy on the surface of it seems great. Mm. And then when you really unpick it, it starts to undermine itself quite often. Mm. Her whole thing, the whole brand undermines itself. But on the surface, like you said, a lot of the stuff that they're promoting and that they're standing by sounds like a really great idea. It's like you had a... You really tried. There was never, in any of these episodes, no matter what it was they were testing out, there was never someone who turned around and went, that was a total pile of crap.
Well, no, there was. There is. So my favourite episode was the final one, with a psychic medium one. Cried all the way through, literally, absolutely loved it. And that there was somebody in there, and she was like, yeah, I'm really sceptical, like, I don't really believe in any of it.
So it was actually my spirit animal.
she went in to have the reading with somebody who is like claimed to be one of the best psychic mediums in the world, and I was really like, yeah man, this is gonna be the moment, you know, she's gonna connect and it's gonna be incredible. Nope, nothing. And basically she was having this reading, and what was happening was the psychic was picking up on a reading for someone else in the room, and she said that does happen. And then they panned to one of the camera people, and this camera girl was like crying and crying because she'd like connected with her grandmother or something, and she was like, or her grandfather, sorry, and like all the points. But you know, they never really, the girl afterwards who they were supposed to be doing the reading was just like, yeah, I'm still not, it's not for me. And I thought it was quite interesting that they did that they were willing to show somebody, just be like, nah.
Okay, I'll concede that, but to do that, to have one person in the entire show, and then you've got things like the Wim Hof method and the energy healing and all of this, and no one comes out the other side for 5 episodes and says,
yeah, but also you have to get all the way to the end of the series. So
yeah,
if you
just
like
get one skeptic
through,
that remains.
Yeah, you've got to like make it all the way through. So I think because I got to the end of the series, you saw that, but a lot of people will probably just be like, no, sorry, not fast and not gonna watch someone pleasure themselves on TV, not doing any of this. Like,
I think most people will watch that. My perspective on the whole show is that, like, I genuinely really enjoyed it. It's a total trip. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
But I have a problem with it sitting somewhere in between bonkers entertainment that's supposed to be kind of ludicrous and that you're allowed to kind of just enjoy as entertainment, and claims to be coming from an authority on something that's quite serious, like people's health and people's mental health and people's sexual health. I don't think you can do in between that without facing serious questions about being irresponsible.
Of course,
as fun as it is.
I suppose the thing is, if you're going to talk about things that are at the forefront of like new age health, you're always going to have that criticism leveled at you. And I suppose there comes a point where you just have to shrug and think, you know what, I'm just still going to do it anyway, and hope that, or you know that the people that I'm likely to be preaching to, the converted. So, you know, really, yes, we can talk about the responsibility, but how likely is, I don't know, like someone like, I know, my grandmother to switch it on and watch it and think, yeah, you know what, I'm going to do a 5-day fast. Like, highly unlikely. Like, really, they're preaching to people who already are into that lifestyle, who might consider it. I don't know. It's a tricky line, I suppose, because I guess, yeah, you have to come to the point where you're kind of saying, I want to talk about this stuff, and I'm going to accept that the people who also want to hear about it probably are like me. I don't know.
I think maybe you hit on something when you mentioned about just not being able to do all of this responsible stuff in a 33-minute episode on Netflix.
Absolutely not.
Which makes me think, if Goop was going to like really do something like this, and it wasn't just a kind of cynical money-spinning promotional like fad thing for Netflix, then it would have been a 2-hour documentary with Gwyneth Paltrow genuinely exploring one of these things with a team of people.
Each one gets
really
2 hours. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she's not an actual authority. That's why they didn't give her that. Mm. And it wouldn't have been interesting. That's why they haven't given her that. That's why other people are making those kinds of documentaries.
Although
into
I
the
don't,
like, new
I don't know
frontier
if she
of health
pretends to be an authority. I think the point is that she goes at it as somebody who is interested and then seeks out the authorities.
Yeah.
You know, like, to be fair to her, she didn't ever sit there. She said, yeah, I've tried this thing or I've done that thing and it worked for me, but she was never like, oh, and I know like all about it. She always deferred to an expert and kind of asked and had them talking. And again, you could say that that was just a cynical move to make it all look legitimate, because it was like, well, here's an expert talking, because then no one levels accusations at her. But, you know, fair play in that sense. And like, I did respect the fact that she, as you say, it was like a, oh, I'm so edgy, but equally at least she was saying like, yeah, I have tried this thing or I've done that thing, rather than being like, I've heard it's cool, but I haven't done it because I'm a perfect A-lister.
To her credit, she does have the humility. I think she gets lumped in with Goop. She is Goop. Goop is her.
Mm.
But she does have the humility to be kind of embarrassed by her own, like, position. Goopness. By her own goopness, by her own position as, like, a super A-lister and a pin-up and all of these things. Like, you know, she gets teased, like, she's like, oh, you know, you're beautiful, you're wealthy, you're famous, what could possibly be wrong with you? And she looks really embarrassed by that.
Oh, God, her sidekick was so sycophantic. Yeah. I found it a bit off, like, but I wonder, constantly. Like,
I wonder if sometimes maybe I found myself feeling almost a little bit sorry for her and actually, like, empathising with her quite a lot and thinking, I do wonder if this has given me an insight that actually Goop sometimes is leading the way, and she is, yes, she's the, like, figurehead, but actually she's behind it, as opposed to, it's always felt like she was spearheading this crazy trip that is Goop. And actually, I wonder if Goop is a thing of its own and she's just kind of along for the ride.
Now gone past that, you know?
I didn't think that face, before the Goop.
She is the face of it, though.
Yeah.
But I kind of wanted to, like, mention some of the criticism that it has had, just on the points that we've said. So, like, the Brisbane Times has kind of said, like, Goop and Paltrow and other influencers aren't much interested in delving into kind of the wellness, like, what's going on. It's sufficient to mention them flippantly order to get back to, like, mention them. They like, oh, yeah, the Wim Hof method, or there's this. And they kind of just mention it to get back to serious wellness and selling it. But they're just offering, like, this... They say it offers quick and easy fixes. Who wouldn't prefer to cure their cancer with broccoli over chemo? Who wouldn't rather treat their anxiety with one trip of magic mushrooms rather than endure the confronting and painful process of therapy? And that one, their criticism, I kind of linked to the first episode, which we haven't really touched on, which is the healing trip. And that is where, like you said before, it's Goop employees are jetted off. One of them even, I think it's Elise, travels first class. How fancy, look at me, upgraded. And they drink mushroom tea in beautiful Jamaica. And they kind of are told, like you said, 5 years of therapy in one go. But they're given a very, very low dose of hallucinogenic mushrooms. And I think that's dangerous because, one, the doses aren't explained.
They explain that dosage is very important in taking psychedelics and not having really negative experiences, but they don't, I mean, understandably, probably because they're probably not allowed to, but they don't say anything about how much that dose really...
They couldn't measure it. There's no way they could have said that. Like, we can't criticize them for that, because if they sat there and said, this is the amount you need, like, then they're telling people to say
drugs. I think there is one thing where they say 3 grams of something, but...
They do say, like, a small amount, but you can't really, like... I think even if you say, like, you don't know how much affects different people, so then they're brewing it, and then, like, but, and they've, like, all have some of them are crying, some of them, but I just think it's a really, like, calm reaction to, like, mushrooms. It's not, like, in a lab or anything. They're, like, let's sit outside in the sun, and then in the evening they're lying on some, like, deck, and they've probably had, like, dinner together, and it's, like, very relaxed, and it is very romanticized, and it's, like, That's not really how it's going to be.
Like, I mean, I kind of loved that about, if you go for Goop and you get Goop, you're happy. And I did go for Goop. I got all the Goop I wanted.
Let's be honest, like, we're all just jealous, really, that our company isn't planning to fly us out to Jamaica to take mind-altering drugs and, like, sit on the beach. If anyone's listening, I want to go.
This is a pitch.
You know? So there's that too.
I guess, yeah. That's true.
I am jealous. I'm definitely jealous.
It's like they are all there in their satins and their cashmere when they're in LA, and they are there, you know, looking at the leaves and the blue skies when they're in Jamaica, and it is all beautiful. Everything about the show is just so, like, beautifully shot, and everyone's beautiful, and everyone's dressed beautifully and expensively, and I think that is what you go to this show for. If you click on it with the kind of Gwyneth Paltrow on the poster looking like she's inside of a vulva, it's just...
Yeah.
But then what is their aim of doing this? Is it just to be like, this is what Goop is? Because if they want to make it more accessible, like if they're like...
I don't think they do.
But why? But what's the point? Like just like, oh, let's just do this Netflix thing to make a little bit of money and just be like, this is what it is.
The point is frivolity.
Yeah. It's advertising. They don't want to make it accessible. It's Goop. Goop's not accessible. They've never pretended to be accessible. They don't want that.
They've come full circle. It's like, it's trying to be... unaccessible.
Yeah, and it's just being Goop.
Gwyneth's like, oh, let's do a TV program. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity.
She's got time, even if it tanks, you know, whatever, it's fun. She likes the camera.
I think they might have just brought on like a little bit more criticism, like from, I don't know. I didn't find it accessible. I didn't really connect with any of the episodes. I didn't think like the Wim Hof one, I thought the breath work that they did, they could, that is like one of the things they could have kind of did a little like, 5 minute tutorial, explain it, and said like, this might help you calm. It's not going to change your life, but it might like help calm you with anxiety.
He talks about helping anxiety with a certain breathing method, and then doesn't actually teach you the breathing method.
I thought I'd missed it. I was like, wait, when?
Like, there's no like here one by one, step by step on the screen. Yeah. Like, that's something they could have done and could have really like been educational, but it's not there to be educational, is it?
There is.
It's pretending it is.
A Wim Hof breathing, that whole thing he does with them. He has a YouTube tutorial of it because I've done it. I did it and I took a cold shower, so you can do that for free.
And how did you feel?
I actually like felt great. I was feeling quite negative. You can always tell when you're feeling down because you start doing these ridiculous things in a bit to make yourself feel better. But yeah, I felt good. The breathing was interesting. I mean, I felt quite lightheaded. I think I don't know what the breathing is. I don't know, alkalizing the body, but I think it's actually to train you to be able to, when you're in that state of mind where you're already very focused on your breathing, when you get in the very cold shower, it does take your breath away and it's very, very difficult to breathe properly. You start hyperventilating. And the whole point is breathing naturally, like through that coldness. So, yeah, I mean, I found it good. I felt invigorated afterwards. I felt like I'd done something good for myself.
Which should put me in a positive mindset.
I quite like that one. And that's free. You can do it at home.
Yeah. There's a lot of like studies that open water swimming, like a lot of people do go and do that in like the cold, and that does help them. They say that it helps with depression and anxiety. But I just feel like they had such an opportunity to educate, and I know that that's not the point and we've all like said that, but that's a really good way of getting more people in. Like I probably would have looked at Goop a bit more seriously, I guess, if there had have been more tutorials or like just some actual advice. But like Simon Stevens, chief executive of NHS England, has said it's a considerable health risk. He said it peddles psychic vampire repellent, says chemical sunscreen is a bad idea, and promotes colonic irrigation and DIY coffee enema machines, despite them carrying considerable risks to health. But I do think this is, like you said, that's someone who is like at the top of the NHS where we get healthcare for free. You can go to the doctors, like you can call up in the morning, go in, and ask questions and get actual advice. But like you said, in America, you can't do that. So I think it probably does cause a bit of a health risk to those in America. But here, I think we are slightly more cynical of it, I guess.
I think part of that, though, is that it's fun, isn't it? Like it is also really fun to try new things, especially when they're a bit kooky. And you know, ultimately, like we all know that actually to being healthy means just being consistent and maybe being slightly boring, like eating less foods that you like drinking less.
Yeah. And also, you know, there are like, I don't know, we're more cynical, and yet I would say I'm an intelligent human being, but there's a lot of Goop stuff that I find quite interesting that I would be willing to try, you know, so I don't know, maybe I'm not so smart. I don't know. It's about looking for an answer, isn't it? I suppose. And like, particularly with the psychic medium episode, I felt that, you know, if you are lost in your life or there are things that you're struggling with, these sort of the types of things that maybe people turn to as a way to like find peace, or you know, and I think that's like fine to a degree, but of course that will only take you so far, and there does come a point where ultimately you need to see your GP or you need to see a health worker to properly help yourself, if you know what I mean. Actually, if you're at one with yourself, if you're comfortable in your own skin, are you really going to do some like crazy 5-day fast thing? Let me tell you, you're not, because I have done those things when I have not felt good about myself. Like, no one only drinks juice for 5 days because they feel fantastic. Like, they don't,
because they're in a really good place,
you know. Exactly. Mentally I feel wonderful, you know. So that's if I had any problem with it, maybe it was that, is that I'm at a point in my life where I can take it with a pinch of salt. But actually, you know, for people who
don't, as you say, it's like you want to feel better, you want to feel something, and is this really the way to go? Probably not, like, as a bit of fun on the weekend. You know, like, going to see a psychic is a bit of a laugh, but if you're going seriously, like, that's a problem. And it's like, hey, you can't tell for yourself which one it is necessarily and who's helping you with that, and that's probably the problem I have with it if I had one.
I think overall for me, the series was not enough of either thing. I wanted it either to be a really deep dive into some really interesting stuff, like really educational and really exploring some interesting things I didn't know anything about, or I wanted it to be completely nuts, just the weirdest and so much fun. And it was somewhere in between, and that's not really a hit. I enjoyed it. I had a really good time watching it, actually.
I watched it all in one
go. But not as good a time as I should have had watching Gwyneth Paltrow and Goop in this kind of ludicrous world.
Yeah, the episodes weren't long enough, like, to be quite honest. Yeah. They really weren't. Like, I didn't realise.
Really hurried.
Yeah, they should have each, as you said, been a couple of hours, like a deep dive.
Yeah, I enjoyed watching it, but as we've said before, every episode did seem kind of quite positive, not very critical, and like an advertisement, which kind of left me feeling overwhelmingly stressed at the end of watching all of them, because I think to myself, right, now I'm going to take a cold shower every day, I'm going to try and eat this, I'm going to try and learn how to have better kinds of orgasms, and it's just like, I can't do all these things.
Too much for one person,
you know, and there's not really enough information for you to choose whether it's something that you'd want to carry on long term, because they are so generally overwhelmingly positive about it. And also at the same time, I think it wasn't too focused on just women, which was good, but at the end of the day, I think Goop is a lifestyle brand that's selling ultimately to women, and so that's asking women to part with their money to fund them, and women already overwhelmingly spend a lot more than men on wellness things, beauty products, etc., which it's not selling beauty products, but for me it falls in a similar remit. And you know, I'm just wary of like women watching this and then feeling, now I have to spend money on this, now I have to spend money on this for my health and to kind of keep up with these trends.
I think it's that whole thing again of like, ultimately Goop is for their own people, as it were. So like, if you, like when she says like the phrase that I like, which is, you know, well, this is about self-optimization or whatever, like it is, if you're already Gwyneth Paltrow and you already, like, yoga to you is normal, you do that every day, you eat a wonderful diet, like all of that kind of stuff is just basic to you. So this is the next step for anybody who's coming at it from a place of like being a normal human being who eats a whole pizza for dinner 3 times a week, guilty. Then this is quite difficult.
Gwyneth
it's like,
Paltrow,
oh,
can afford to self-optimize.
Yes,
I can
basically
just afford to get by.
Yeah.
Like, okay health, okay lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like, let's just do the best I can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's like, it's nice to peek behind the curtain, but let's be real. Like, I don't have the time or the money.
Or the energy.
Frankly, to do that. But props to her.
Good,
you know?
Good for her. Really happy for her and her Saturn.
You really did get a peek behind the curtain, because it was very formulaic to me. Like, they welcome people in, these two people in, they'd say what it was, then they'd show you the Goop employees who know what it's all about. They do that, and then they'll be like, okay, so let's watch that. And then they come back and say, like, what is this? And it was just too polished. It wasn't like, they did have some case studies, but I just think it was too short. Like, we've all kind of mentioned, 30 minutes isn't really that long enough, especially with the health one. It just went really quickly, and I was like, I have no idea, like, what
scratch
day are they
the surface,
on?
Really.
Yeah. So I think they should go into more detail. Like, they could have done an hour, went into more detail about the science of it. Like, this is like backed up their claims, and they probably wouldn't have had as much criticism about the fasting episode and the vampire facials, and just maybe educate people, but then obviously be like, so this is a tiny bit of education, this is what we've tried, and then also, yes, this is like really expensive, and you do get to see a bit more of the bonkers side of it, rather than it being very much her sitting there looking very pretty.
You did see her with her husband looking like she was going to puke on the side of the street, having
hardly
that
for
fast.
3 days.
So there was that. How she looks, though. Like, I do not look like that. Like, I am like hanging. You'd be like hanging over the toilet if you were going to be sick. Like,
she was still kind of glowing.
Yeah, she was.
She's
glowing.
Gwyneth Paltrow. Like,
she goes all the time.
The poor woman can't. She can't purposefully make herself look bad. Like, unfortunately for the rest of us, she is beautiful and rich and successful and whatever. So she's.
I feel like with
that like
Netflix
that
check, we could have had her looking a little bit.
Yeah, maybe, you know.
Even if she's faking it, come on, she's
my subscription is paying for this, like, Gwyneth Paltrow looking very slightly grey.
With her very good-looking husband in LA.
Just like, throw a filter on it. It's fine. They could have done that. On the whole, let's kind of wrap this up. What did everyone think, what would they watch another series? And I feel like Lauren, you would, Minnie as well.
Of course I would.
I would totally watch another series. It wasn't great. Like I said, I wanted it to be one or the other. If it would have been completely crazy, I would have not leveled these criticisms about responsibility and the kind of serious nature of it, because then it's really trying to be one thing and it's not trying to be serious. But it was trying to balance the two and it didn't really work. But it was fun enough that I would watch another small handful.
Yeah, I'd 100% scoop me up. By the way, Gwyneth, if you're listening, I'd love to work for Goop, so come take me. No, I'm joking. But like, I do, I'm a full convert, follow them on Instagram. Like, yep, never bought anything, to my credit, but I read a lot of their stuff. So yeah, I'd definitely watch another series. In fact, please do another one so I can see some more things.
Make them hour long.
Yeah.
Take the criticism that we've got, that we've collectively got.
We're your focus group, Gwyneth, yeah. Okay? Hour-long episodes.
Hour-long, more educational. Give us a little bit of a tutorial on how to breathe, what to eat. Like, let us see what you're actually eating. Because I don't think I ever saw her have that sachet of, like, kale soup or whatever.
No, I think you did. You saw like her chug one down
one
with her daughter.
One soup. Mm-hmm. That's the whole fast. Emily, I feel like you're kind of more on my level of being a bit quite cynical about this series.
I'm incredibly cynical in general, but I would still definitely watch another series. But what I want it to be more crazy. I felt like I'd seen a lot of it before. I want them to go even wilder with it. And, you know, to be honest, although I do think there are things about it that are not responsible, at the end of the day, you can't kind of make allowances for that all the time. You can't
check those kind of boxes at the
all
same
the
time,
time
as doing
and make
all the
things
other
entertaining.
Things.
Yeah. And that people have to make their own choices about their health at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And there are resources online for people to find it. So, you know, I don't really mind it, but at the same I'm incredibly skeptical still. But I kind of loved that. Like, I loved, one of my favorite ones to watch was the mediumship episode, because I am so skeptical about that. But sometimes the funnest things to watch are the things that we don't,
you need
that
to
you want to tear apart. Yeah, absolutely.
You need to see my psychic, so
maybe we'll go together and do an experiment. But I'm
investigative
bit,
piece.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I want another series.
Okay, and Gwyneth, on a whole, what did we think of her?
I kind of just have to love her. I think you either hate her and don't care, or you just have to love her because it's just ridiculous.
And I'm not one of those people. I know that she's one of those actors that's like famous, like it's popular to like despise her, but I really don't. Maybe I think it's because growing up, Sliding Doors was like a film in our house that everyone that we watched, we loved it as a family. And so to me, it reminds me of like good times of my childhood. So I'll always look at her and so I have warm feelings towards Gwyneth Paltrow, and I always have. And I don't know, like I like her.
She's kind of unashamedly.
She just is who she is. Yeah, like I just respect it.
And I just have to give a shout out to that lovely Pepper Potts moment at the end of Endgame, because that is just what I want to bring up. So we can now move on and ignore the Iron Man stuff. Elephant in the room.
I like her. I think she's like fun and funny and light and fluffy, this whole brand, and I don't have a problem with that. I mean, that's what I want from a lifestyle celebrity. She ticks all the boxes.
With a little dose of like self-awareness on the side as well. I don't think she actually takes herself as seriously as everyone
thinks she does. Not anymore. Well, not anymore.
Maybe,
I think she probably
maybe
used
to. She's grown some self-awareness.
Yeah. She grew with Goop.
Yeah. And she's done embarrassing things like the Oscars speech where she cried and everyone.
But
like,
this is the thing. I'm like, you know what? I would do that. That would be me. Yeah. I would literally bawl my eyes out on the stage. Completely embarrassing. So I completely get, I related to that. I was like, good for you.
Thank you guys for joining me this episode and giving me your thoughts on Goop. It was very in-depth this week. I like it. Join us next week where we'll be discussing the new fashion series, Next in Fashion, with Tan France and Alexa Chung. Unfortunately, it'll probably just be me. Not Alexa won't be here. Sorry, guys. But if you like what you heard, you want to hear more of us from talking about Goop, got any questions about Next in Fashion, any shows you want us to cover, just let us know on our Twitter page @NetflixedPod. And we will see you next week. Thanks, guys.